Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
Fun fact, I think it was Sporty Spice. She's like the richest Spice Girl. Would not have thought that at all. Vic Nadu on KZN's number one in music station, East Coast Radio. Happy Friday to you. I am not surprised that many of us struggle to string a sentence together, not because English escapes us, but because some words are just ridiculously difficult to pronounce. There's a word that I think I haven't met anyone yet who can pronounce this word.
All right, ready, second.
We got to use this one drop, one stair shusha. We got to use this one just shusha. One just star shine. What? Yeah, one just shine. One just shishara. One just shusha.
This poor man. I want to say good afternoon to producer Rory. Hey, Rory. Yay, the first time you are on the show. So producer Rory is our new producer of the show. That word, I'm not going to attempt it. It's a sauce. Is your mic on?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yes.
Yes, there we go.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. That's how he was saying it. Worcestershire.
But how do you say it?
Isn't it? Okay, I researched it. Worcestershire.
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 Ooh, see, it sounds simple now. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
So I was saying a lot of people struggle to pronounce words. Even Academy Award winning actors. He goes by the name of Benedict Cumberbatch. That's already a tongue twister.
Yeah.
He can't say the word penguin.
Is penguin. Crested penguins. Parent penguin heading home.
Penguins.
Penguins.
So why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins?
Penglings. So now we have, he was actually doing a documentary on penguins, and surprisingly nobody on the production team picked up that he was pronouncing the word penguins wrong. So I'm assuming that no one actually knew how to say the word penguins. Penglings.
Penguin.
Penguins. Penguins. But there are lots of words. The word that I always struggle with is, I'm going to say it now, but I always get nervous around it and I try and skip the word death.
Death.
Death. Death. I have a friend who can't say the word murder. That he doesn't say the word murder. Yeah. So now we have Jean-Marie. Jean-Marie is our digital producer. Jean-Marie has found a bunch of the most difficult words. Producer Rory and I are going to go through these words quickly.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Is your mirror... Okay, you go first. What do we have here?
Epitome. Epitome.
Okay, the 10 most difficult words to pronounce. Number... Epitome.
Epitome.
Oh, my... Okay, wait. So the second word is... Otorrinolaryngologist. I'm assuming this is a doctor's
that's
to the throat.
Terrible.
Otorrinolaryngologist. Okay, so, we'll skip over that one. What's the third one?
The next one's easy though. I suppose because it's spelled colonel.
Yeah.
You say colonel.
You say colonel.
Yes.
That's easy. No, this is anemone. Anemone.
Almost.
What is it?
Anemone.
Anemone. Anemone. What does that even mean?
It's a sea anemone. Those things that live, you know, the sea anemone.
Okay. Next one.
That's easy. Antarctic. Antarctic.
Antarctic.
Antarctic.
Okay, this one is a word that I also struggle with all the time. Sixth. Sick. It's actually not sixth. It's sixth.
Oh, you must say sixth. So you can't say the X.
You can't
I
say
didn't
the
know
X.
That.
Sixth.
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 Okay. Sixth. Got that.
Squirrel.
Squirrel, that's okay.
Asterisk.
Is it asterisk or asterisk?
Asterisk.
But there's not an X, there's an SK at the end.
Asterisk. Asterisk. It's an asterisk. I've always called it asterisk.
Yes, but there's an SK. So are we saying it correctly?
Asterisk. Asterisk.
Asterisk.
It's
that's the
be
character, asterisk.
You know, well, sometimes when I struggle, what I do is I go into dictionary.com and then I click pronounce.
Pronounce.
I'm going to find out that one. Asterisk. And then this is another one that I also always struggle with. It is... You go for it.
Rural.
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 Rural. And then the last one, who's the Italian man, he attempted it.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Now I'm a bit confused about asterisks. I've been calling it asterisks my whole life. Yeah.
We're going to research it.
All right, so now we want to hear from you. 0617929495. What's that word that you struggle to pronounce?
So I battle with the word tarantula. I also get nervous around it. But actually, I know it's tarantula. But whenever I say it instantly, I always said tarantula. And I said it for years. And then I realized, oh, there's an R in it. But not in the beginning, in the middle. What? Tarantula.
Happy from Craig Lucas. Craig, that's a word I also struggle to pronounce. Craig Lucas. That one I Christina Aguilera. Well, Young Lee, right now, what words do you struggle to pronounce and you usually just avoid? We asked you to send us voice notes with your best attempt and we'll try and guess the word as well. 061-792-9495. But before we do that, Rory and I went through, Rory is our producer of the show, and we went through a couple of words. The mispronounced words are the words that are so difficult to pronounce, like a majority of the population struggle with it. I was 2 years old when I realized that I've actually been pronouncing asterisks the wrong way. Rory made a good point. It was because of the cartoon. That's what messed us up. This is how you pronounce asterisks.
Asterisk.
Asterisk. I have been saying asterisks my entire life. And there's another word, and I feel so sorry for any doctor who does this. So what do you call a head and a neck and a throat surgeon?
Otorhinolaryngology.
Wow, that is a mouthful right there. And you also hit us up with some of those words you struggle with.
Hey guys, so my word is vulnerable. I can't say vulnerable. I don't know how to pronounce it properly. Vulnerable.
I used to struggle with that. Actually, I still vulnerable. You've got me questioning myself now. Vulnerable. The L is silent. Vulnerable. Vulnerable.
Hey, hope you're doing well. Okay, talking about pronouncing words, this is the word I always struggled with when it comes to pronouncing statistics. Okay, now I got it right, but whenever I have to use that word in a sentence, I always mess up. Thanks, Vic. Have a great weekend.
You too. I also skip over it. I just say stats. That's a life tip.
Hi, ECR. It's Andrea here. The word that I struggle to, or the name that I struggle to pronounce is NNM or NNM. Well, that's how I say it. I don't know how it's pronounced.
M&M, the artist, or M&M, the sweets. Also, Nana hit us up. She said the word she struggles to pronounce is regularly, and Vereen, anonymity.
Devik, gracious.
Hi.
So I believe I'm speaking on behalf of many people when I say it's kind of a mixed motion. People say the word the way they read it. So they say suit instead of sweet. But for me, it's Heimlich maneuver. I always want to say Heimlich maneuver. That'd be sure. Vic, bye.
All right, hit us up. Thank you. 061-792-9495, rather. What words do you struggle to pronounce? And you just kind of, you know, you skip over it, you avoid it. Send us your best attempt with a voice note.
Hi, Vic. Namzam Tiana here from Mtubatuba. Till this day, I still can't pronounce Huawei. I don't know if it's Huawei or Huawei.
Your second attempt was right.
Huawei. No, I can't pronounce that word.
It's Huawei.
Huawei. Thank you, bye.
I think all of us in the beginning when Huawei first came to the country, none of us knew how to say it.
Oh, my word, my whole life I've said, I can't even say it properly, remote, the remote control. Yeah. I've said it remote.
That's cute.
Hi, East Coast. It's Jen from PMB. The word that I struggled to say or pronounce is specific. So, like, yes, you know, as in, what is your particular reason for doing something?
Specific.
The word is specific.
Not Pacific.
And I used to always say Pacific.
Same.
So, anyway, that's been mine. And, yeah, take care. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Vic. It's Kayleen. I have quite a few words I struggle with, but a very funny one is the word, if I say it really slowly, I can say it very well. Sachet. But so I usually say sachet,
yes,
but my family's picked up on that, so they just wait for me
sachet
to say, so do you want the sauce? Where is the sauce? In the sachet. So I say it really quickly so sachet, they don't pick up on it, but yeah, they always pick up on it.
I'm questioning some of my pronunciations now as well. Sachet, also sachet away, Shante, you stay.
Hey guys, my name is Ravon, and the word that I have difficulty with is analyst. Sometimes it's analysis or analyst.
Wait. Was that your grandad in the background?
Hi, Douglas here. Well, a word that I find weird is depreciate. In accounting, they teach us that we're supposed to pronounce it that way. But when you look at words
appreciate, oh,
it's like, are we supposed to pronounce that as appreciate or appreciate now? Because in accounting, we say depreciation,
wow,
not depreciation.
Not into cosa.
So it's a bit confusing for me.
I've learned something new today. I was saying depreciation. So what? Depreciate. Thank you for the tip.
Hi. I have a horrific time when somebody says to me, that word my daughter's laughing at me. Abomination. Sorry.
Mandy is an abomination. Oh, thank you.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.